What is up, everybody? We are back with the next episode of the Beyond the Plate podcast. My name is Lindsay. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I want to give you guys a little bit of a visual today. I usually record these with the microphone in the microphone stand and like lean over and talk into it. And today I'm switching it up. I'm just straight up holding the microphone. It feels a lot more natural for me for whatever reason. So maybe this is the new thing. But diving in today with the title of this podcast, Beyond the Plate, I want to continue to bring you guys content and topics that are going to be educational, that you guys can learn things from and keep it exciting. And we'll talk about nutrition, obviously, and we've done that in past episodes, but I continually want to talk about things we can do outside of your plate or beyond the plate, ba-dum-bing, there it is, and how we can take that next step in our wellness journey. So as I was talking and thinking about topics to cover today, this one just continually kept bringing its name back up to the pile. As a fitness, nutrition coach, wellness coach, this is something that we are constantly breaking down with new clients, veteran clients, clients that have been around with us since the beginning. We all have them, their goals, right? We can pack them, unwrap them, tweak them, change them. It never goes away, and you never stop chasing something in life. You never stop changing your goals or finding new goals. And I kind of wanted to talk about when we onboard people or when we get clients and we bring them on and have our consultation, one of the main things we talk about is, what are your goals? What's important to you? Have you had these goals for a long time? Are they new? Are they old? Have you tried to do these goals before? Have you failed? Have you been successful in some way? And really kind of unpacking each and every person's individual story and journey about the goals that are important to them. So that's kind of what I wanted to cover today, because since this is what the bread and butter of my job is, I feel like there's a lot we can say and a lot that can kind of be gleaned from those conversations and kind of get a glimpse into the onboarding process and the questions that we ask about people's goals. So the first thing is we kind of have to, this is such a palm in the face, like, duh, Lindsay, we have to know what we want, right? In order to define a goal and in order to figure out what is important to me, I have to know what I want. Sometimes in the health fitness world, we want a lot of things. I feel like that's pretty normal, but that doesn't always mean that the two things or three things that I want are possible to happen at the exact same time. So because of this, I have to kind of decide and prioritize, what do I want to happen first, or what do I want to see more of? And that doesn't mean that I have to forget about the other stuff forever, but we kind of have to prioritize and not pick, but decide, this is where my strategy is going to be giving the most effort towards. And the first step of that is just figuring out what you want. It has to matter to you, right? It has to be what we want. And this is kind of the first thing is, we have a big difference here when it comes to dreams versus goals. And I kind of want to give you this picture of this example and feel how different this feels. The dream of, I dream of being a teacher, or I dream of building a house, I dream of making $1 million, versus my goal is to be a teacher this year. My goal is to build a house this year. My goal is to deadlift 400 pounds this year. Do you see how those just feel different? When we take that dream that's kind of inside of our head, and I don't want to say up in the clouds, but we bring it down, we bring it out into the world, and we kind of structure it with, now my goal is fill in the blank this year or this week. It gives it some type of almost tangibility. We can almost see it. It's almost like it's there in front of us. And I'm not saying that dreams aren't important or that we cannot not have them, but if we want to take the next step into making that dream a goal, into making that dream more realistic and actually happen, we have to bring it down. We have to bring it out in front of us and really make it more structured. And that's something we always say, a goal is something that has to matter to you. It's got to be measurable and it's possible. And when we bring it down out of the sky, giving it that structure makes it those three things. It's got to matter to you. It's got to be measurable and it's possible for you, meaning it's realistic for you. And these often start really, really loose, right? And that's kind of that dream mentality of, we have this big kind of fluffy dream And then we start to define the terms and conditions. And if you think about like a little Play-Doh or a little thing of clay, as we start to decide and we talk through what is a goal, what's important to you? Okay, is there a timeline involved in this? And kind of breaking it down, we mold this clay and slowly together we can see, okay, this is what this is starting to look like. This is the end result that so-and-so would like to see. And it kind of brings it to life, right? It brings it to that tangible moment. So we break down that statement. It's got to matter. It's got to matter to you. It's got to be important. What's important to somebody else might not be important for you. So we can have two clients walk in. They can be in very similar stages of life, maybe similar body types, similar jobs, but their goals could be two totally different things. And that's okay. But if we try to live a life where we are just adapting and picking what other people want, we're not going to be truly happy. And we really won't feel truly successful, right? Because I'm not satisfying my own heart. I'm not satisfying my own desires. I'm satisfying what's important to somebody else. So it has to matter to you. And let's be honest, when it matters more to me and it's actually a priority to me, I'm all the more inclined to put more effort into it. If it's in front of me and on the top of my brain, because it actually matters, I'm going to be looking for those opportunities in life to do that and to see that through. Have that shape that we mentioned. Some people will come in and say, I want to be healthier. I want to eat more veggies. I want to make more money, right? That's all great, all wonderful things, but that doesn't give us an actual finish line. When something becomes measurable, then I can see this is where I want to finish up. And that's how I know that I've achieved it, right? And when something becomes measurable, it actually becomes easier to strategize for, because now it's gone from I want to eat more veggies to I'm going to eat one serving of vegetables at two meals a day or at every meal a day. And suddenly when I make it more measurable and I make it repeatable, then I have a strategy that I can do. It's not this loose ball of, I just want to be healthier. I don't really know how that looks. And I don't really know how to do that or what healthier feels like for me. But I just want to be healthier. And everything starts that way. But when we mold it down and we make it measurable, that's where we start to see a strategy and success. It's not just, and we know we can achieve it. It's not just something that's floating out in the air that hopefully I feel one day, or maybe I feel more like this on Monday and Tuesday I don't feel healthy, and versus having a strategy or a plan in place. Like I said, we can see that finish line, and we can really take that even outside of nutrition when it comes to working out or running or saving money. I'm going to go to the gym more. Okay, I'm going to go to the gym twice this week and I'm going to be there for 30 minutes. I want to save money turns into I'm going to save $100 off of each paycheck and put it in wherever you're going to put it. You see the moldability, the measurability taking place. A huge thing that helps this happen is the accountability aspect, is telling somebody. And it goes back to bringing this dream to life, is it kind of takes it out of your head, right? And it tells somebody else, and somebody else becomes aware of what's important to you. And that can be as much as hiring a coach, a health and wellness and nutrition coach. It can be telling a friend, maybe a gym buddy, maybe a family member. And it can be even something as small as just writing it down and putting it somewhere where you will see it, where it will be brought to your mind. And I know for me, I'm very, very visual when it comes to learning things, when it comes to retaining things. And that's really common with a lot of folks, right? And it makes sense because our brains are wired that way. When something becomes important to you, your brain is now having it on the forefront, and it's something that your brain is looking for out in the world. It's looking for those opportunities. A great example would be the car theory. Let's say you decide you really want to buy a certain make and model of a car, and then all of a sudden you go outside and it's like everybody and their brother has now bought that car and is out driving it around. Was it really a surge in purchases? Probably not. But with our brains, when it comes to something becoming important and something becoming a priority, then it notices that out in the world more. It's brought more to the forefront. So we want to use that to our advantage, right? When we've decided that this is going to be a priority for me and I want to be successful at it, I want to complete it, we should be doing everything in our power to try to help that along and try to make that happen. So whether that's getting a coach, telling a friend, writing it down around your house in multiple places, reaching out to a meal service. There's so many avenues where that accountability is really hard, but it's so worth it. I know for me, I hate losing. I hate losing more than I like to win. The feeling of losing is way worse than, and winning is great. I love to win, but that feeling of losing sticks with you. And when you bring accountability into it, suddenly you're not just losing by yourself anymore. Suddenly you're not just losing in your mind. You have this other person that could be aware, and that can take people out of the game from the start. Just that simple thought. And people won't even step in the door because that fear of failure will control them. And we're going to circle back to that, but I want to keep going on that initial thought of a goal has to matter to you, right? It has to be measurable and it needs to be possible. It's got to be realistic, meaning that for me, I know Lindsay is never going to be able to squat 500 pounds. That's just not something that I am going to be able to do. So I need to make sure that I don't set myself up for failure in that sense, right? Of having this really unrealistic goal. And for some people that might be possible. There might be girls out there that can do that, and that's wonderful. But just because it's not realistic for me, that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. So I still want to find a goal that's pushing me, that's going to challenge me, but it's not going to defeat me because it's straight up unrealistic and it's straight up not possible, right? So just remember those things, guys, when we're talking about goals. That's something that we talk with our clients all the time about. So the next thing that we usually unpack and repack 1,000 times, as I like to say, is we have to figure out your plan. We have to figure out the strategy that you're going to do when it comes to accomplishing this. And that's where things being measurable really, really help, because then it's okay, I know how many times a day or however many times a week that I'm going to do this. And the next best thing is, I heard this week, and it the first time I heard it, it didn't sit great, I won't lie. And it's hard for me not to take it personal, but the more I let it sit and sulk, I'm like, okay, this is a good thing. And this is me being human. And that thing that I heard was, lucky for us, our goal isn't new. It's not new to the world, right? And you hear that and I'm like, I want it. It is mine. It's my little baby goal, but it's not new. And the comforting part of that is that there's probably somebody out there who has done this goal before or completed something similar that has some type of strategy out there that you can learn from. And the beautiful part, and this is the part that's, like I said, I sulked with it and I sat with it, that's even more comforting, is it might not be a new goal to the world, but it's going to be a unique goal because I'm doing it. It's unique because Lindsay is now putting her own spin on it. Another perspective of this is I'm still doing the meal prepping even when I'm following somebody else's recipe. And when I do the meal prepping, I'm doing maybe 2 or 3 things just a little bit different. But the bulk foundations and the bulk steps are all still there. Maybe I add a little bit more of this seasoning or I remove this, but I'm still doing the cooking and I'm still following a system of steps to make myself and see myself be successful. Coaching can really help with that. When we have coaching and clients, hey, I've had a client that's very similar to you or a similar goal to yours, and this is what we've seen be successful. That doesn't mean that you have to do every single step or every single action that that other client took, but we can still learn and see what works for us. And that's a beautiful thing. So what goes wrong? We have all of these wonderful things, right? Okay, I've got a goal. It matters to me. It's measurable. And I have a plan and it's possible for me. So what goes wrong? It kind of sounds really simple. Why is everyone in the world not completing all of their goals every single time they set out to complete one? And man, there's so many things. I know for me, there's a cycle, and sometimes I get caught up on that same part of the cycle. But recognizing what is something you struggle with is very, very powerful. And building that awareness muscle is very, very powerful. And so as I say these things, I just kind of want you to hear it with open ears and see if anything kind of speaks to you. I know for me, like I mentioned earlier, that fear of failing, that can really hold people back. Or if we fail a little bit, or that can really just derail all of our efforts. There's a reel that I saw on Instagram, and she's an influencer, and she was painting this picture of this metaphor, and she's walking around her house with laundry, a huge laundry bin, and she drops one of the socks out of the bin, and she looks down at the socks, and suddenly she tosses the whole laundry bin. It clips over to another image, and she's drinking water, and she spilled a little bit of water on her shirt, so she dumps the rest of the water on her head. And the whole picture and the whole point of the post was, this is what happens when we fail a little bit, or we slip up a little bit. Let's say you have a night out with friends, and you drink and have pizza and order Taco Bell, and then it's like you throw in the towel, and the rest of your week is just out the door. Doesn't even matter. But when we see it in this other way of, oh, I dropped a sock out of my laundry bin, I'm going to dump the entire laundry out. You're like, well, that kind of seems ridiculous, right? This exact same thing is true here. So that fear of failing can really, it throws you in a tumble cycle, right? That's something that we see go wrong. Obstacles can be another thing, whether that's financial, work, time, family. Those things are, you never control when those things happen, and life will always happen. And it's funny because as a coach, and especially in fitness, a lot of people say, well, once I'm this amount of weight, or once I am a little bit more fit, and I'm like, life is always going to happen. Life will always be there. There'll always be something that comes into your life that is seemingly keeping you from completing it. And so it's about learning how to look at that brick wall that's just been built in front of you that can feel so defeating at times, and deciding, am I going to find the tools to break through? Can I go around? Can I go under? Do I have a rope? Can I scale over it? And keeping that mentality through those hard times and through those obstacles that come. Another one that we see a lot, and I'm a huge person that struggles with this as well, is expectations. How long is it going to take for me to hit this goal? How I feel while I'm hitting this goal, those preconceived notions that we go into the process having. And when that doesn't feel that way, or when it doesn't come off, the weight doesn't come off as quickly as I wanted, or I don't get as strong as quickly as I wanted, how do I respond? The expectations of other people around me. This word holds so much weight with people. Expectations, that word. It can hold so much weight with people. Gauging that and understanding, hey, let's make sure we have a handle on this. Let's make sure we understand that this might not go how we planned right off the bat. And understanding that's okay. And having a mentality of, even if when this doesn't feel great, even when or if this doesn't happen in the time manner that I'm expecting it to, I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to continue to show up. Do we have any perfectionists listening on this podcast? I know I am when it comes to being perfect. So let's say we set a goal of, let's use the podcast as an example. I initially had set a goal of, I want to do one podcast a week. That's something that I would really like to strive for, release it, and just try to keep that up as best as I can. And this past week, I couldn't release a podcast. Maybe not couldn't, but just with everything that was in the air, with the kids being sick, schedules, school cancellations, it just wasn't in the cards. And I had a choice then, this week specifically, I had a choice. I had a goal for myself. I didn't hit that goal this week. I had a choice to either continue to show up and not worry about the fact that I wasn't perfect, or I could just throw it all away and move on. And I like this format of sharing information, so I wanted to come back. But it can feel really defeating. It can feel like you've let a small part of yourself down when you've been striving and building things for so long. And that is a mentality thing, and kind of working on that mind muscle that I really challenge clients of, how do we respond when things go wrong? We know that they will, because that's life. And we know that you are not going to have a perfect journey. It's going to be up and down, up and down, up and down all the time. It will never go away. So figuring out, how can I better control my response and not worry about controlling what goes wrong? That is where our superpower is. I feel like around me and in my environment, one thing that I continually am hearing from my friends is the let them theory. It's a theory by Mel Robbins. She's an awesome, awesome girl, woman. She has her own podcast. I've listened to a lot of her stuff. She has a book called The Let Them Theory. And I always hear people talk about let them, just let them not, you can't worry about what other people think. If they think this, let them. If they say this, let them. And it's taking your power back from that. But that's always where the conversation stops. And I was doing a little reading and research into this, and there's a part two of this, and it's let them and then let me. So when we talk about things going wrong, it's the exact same mentality of let things go wrong. Let them. Things will always go wrong, but let me be brave enough to take the next step. Let me solve this. Let me do this. And I can shake clients from shoulder to shoulder and say, I believe in you. I know that you can do this. I can cook the meals for you, bring it to your house. I can do everything for a client as much as I can. But if that client doesn't want to, if that client doesn't want to put the effort in, then it's not going to happen, because it has to be let me. I cannot do it for you. A coach cannot do it for you. It has to be let me. And man, if I could, I really would for people in my life, friends, family, clients. If I could show up for people and do the work for them to see them be successful, I really would. As a parent, if I could do that for my kids, I really would. But that's just not the reality of the world that we live in. And I think so often we get caught up in wanting to say, well, if this hadn't gone wrong, and if this hadn't have happened, this, we're so worried about things outside of our control and not sitting there and focusing on this happened. It's okay. How can I control what I can do? And how can I control what is my response? And when we figure out a goal that's important to us, that matters, that is one of the biggest things of where we see goals fall off. I feel with my specific clients is something will happen. We'll have a tough weekend, maybe a family emergency, things, our schedule gets thrown off, and we allow that outside obstacle to win, and we don't take our power back from it, and we allow it to win. And maybe it takes us weeks, months, sometimes years to come back and realize, no, this goal is still important to me. I still do want to do it. So what do we do? We have to go back. We have to look at our plan. Okay, was there anything in my plan that I could have done better to keep this from happening? Was there anything in my plan that I can adjust, that I can make a audible on and see how I can do this in a better way? Maybe there's not. Maybe there is. Maybe I have to look at my expectations when it comes to losing weight, especially. Did I just throw in the towel because I wanted to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks and I only lost 5? Was my timeline maybe a little bit off? And allowing that to be what defines our journey. Maybe it's your environment. Maybe my environment wasn't set up in the best way to support me or my goals. And I know for me, if I walk into a room, in every single room in my house, and there's Oreos, specifically the lemon Oreos, I will fall victim to that. Those things are my kryptonite. Domino's thin crust pizza, kryptonite. It's so hard for me to say no to those things. But I know that about myself. I'm aware of that. So what do? I make sure that that is not the environment that I'm living in. But all of this takes time and practice and awareness to do. It's not something that we just wake up one day and are really, really great at. And it's something that we all have to work at it. And that's kind of the final thing here, is how do we get this to work for us? How do I complete my goal? You just got to do the work, sweetheart. Nobody can do it for you. And it's another facepalm moment. And it's so hard, but it's not always glamorous. It's not always exciting. It can be very, very tedious. People will ask me, Lindsay, what do you eat? What's on your, how do you cook? What are you eating? I'm like, it's very boring. It's very routine, right? But I like routine. It works for me. And the boring stuff is what gets the job done for me. And that doesn't mean that there's not exciting moments, and that when you hit a PR or you hit a milestone or you actually complete a goal, I'm not saying that that's not exciting, because it is. And that definitely adds fuel to your fire, adds gas in your gas tank. But I'm not relying on that to be the only gas that goes in my gas tank. I'm not relying on that to be what wakes me up and gets me out of bed in the morning. I'm relying on the discipline to just do the work. I'm relying on that. I know it's going to be boring, but the boring is what brings the repetition, and that is what brings the success. It's not always glamorous. You have to believe in yourself, guys. It's another thing. Doing the work takes so much belief in yourself. There are so many days where I wake up, one of my kids is sick, I don't feel great, maybe the baby didn't sleep well, maybe I have a busy day, I have to coach class and I have to run around, I have to go to the grocery store, but I believe in myself and know that I can do hard things and that I can continue to show up for myself, even if I don't want to, or even if I don't do it perfectly. That doesn't mean that I can't do it. I cannot just rely on that beautiful, glamorous feeling and relying on those results to fuel me. I'll leave you guys with this quote. It's not anything new, nothing that I came up with myself, but it's, you will rise or you will fall to the level of your systems. I'll say that again. You will rise or you will fall to the level of your systems. And you can even sit there and say your goals will rise or fall to the level of your systems. When things go wrong, you're going to rely on those habits, which is your systems that you have. You're going to rely on the way that you do things. When things go right, you're going to rely on the way that you do things. And that is where the bread and butter of this is. That is how you make your goals work for you, by taking a good, hard look at your systems and your habits. Are they working for me? How is my attitude and my response when things do go wrong? Do I have a sense of accountability? Is my goal measurable? Is it possible and realistic for me? And honestly, is it something that I really, really want? All right, guys, that is episode 3. I believe in you. I'm proud of you guys. I know that whatever your goal is, you can complete it. Be flexible with your mentality. Be flexible, but be tough in your efforts. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys soon on the next episode of Beyond the Plate Podcast.